Oh my god. These new hours are literally killing me. Baby, you have pole. Why don't you just get them to reschedule these shifts? I get it. We're launching in like 3 weeks, but still. This is what HR is for keeping the workplace humane. This is not humane. These are not hours that people should be working. Also, why don't you have to go to work at these hours? That's not fair. Being management has too many perks. You need to give me some of your perks. Not all of them, just like some. Like maybe I'll take like 5 or 6 perks. I'll take the parking space. I'll take the break room that you guys get. I'll take your hours. And, no, you can keep the bonus. I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the love. The love of the job. No, just the love of you. I think you're the best perk of this whole job. I don't know when I got this smooth. I think it was all the early shifts I have to be working now. No. I'm just complaining. I'm just bitching, just a bitch. No, I don't want you to do that. Because if you do that, it'll look bad. Especially since we went to HR and told them about us. Yeah, it'll be like it's favoritism or whatever, getting my shift swapped out. It's just crazy they're having programmers work around the clock right now. It's almost like, I don't know, someone should have built this into the schedule or designed the rollout so that we're not crunching for the last, you know, couple of weeks. Who knows? I'm not a genius. I'm not in management. I'm just a guy with ideas. Why does this happen every time? Why do we even build a schedule, to be honest? Because this happens every project. We get to the end. We get to the last, like, you know, 2 weeks before launch. And those last 2 weeks are basically crunch the entire time. I just don't understand. Why? Where did the man hour miscalculations come in? Like, for real. No, it's just early and I'm just salty. Oh my god, I'd kill to be on the late night shift. Only downsides. Well, I mean, oh man, are you working late? So we're barely gonna see each other. Oh, I hate it. I know. And after we get to go on vacation. That's the only thing getting me through this. Where do you want to go? Especially with that big fat bonus you're going to be getting. That juicy bonus, you can take me anywhere around the world. I can help. I can cover, you know, hotels and meals. But, you know, airfare is going to be pricey. I don't know. I hear Paris is lovely. Or we can pull an office and go to Jamaica. Yeah, no. It's too cliche. It depends. Do you want to go... I guess you can put it into like 3 categories. Do you want to go historical? Do you want to go beach? Or do you want to go snow? Yeah, because you could theoretically do any of those 3 at any point in time. I mean, there's definitely seasons for snow and beach in certain places, but... I don't know. That's a really good question. All 3 sound amazing. I guess it really matters what you want to do. Since you're the one paying for the airfare. Mm-hmm. If I were to say, I would say. Oh man, it's so hard. Probably historical. I would love to go somewhere historical with you, like Paris or Prague, London. I mean, it's not like historical, but like, there's like museums and history and like, I mean, there's other things we can do there too, but yeah, basically a Euro trip. Venice would be nice. Venice is always lovely. Or Florence. Oh. Yeah. I'm always more partial to go to Italy. Yeah. There's other things we can do too, but. Yeah, just something relaxing. I don't care, as long as it's relaxing, as long as we can relax. I'll need it. Because, what, we get 2 weeks off, then we're back on again. Maybe when we start the next project, you can build more man hours into it. Maybe it'll be a week of crunch instead of two, or maybe even a day. What a wonderful world that would be. It's never gonna happen. I don't think that exists. There's not but a single tech company in the world that doesn't do this. Yeah, maybe Google. It's a classic line. It's like, I can't wait to work at a real tech startup who like does things right. I know I'm gonna be late. And I'll have no excuse because you were here with me the whole time. And you can just write me up. Employee stayed in bed too long. Cuddling employer. Okay, sorry. Cuddling senior level management. Refusing to leave. Okay, I'm getting up. Love you too. Hopefully we'll see each other as we're like crossing like ships in the night. But if not, I'll see you in bed tonight. No, totally wake me. I want to know when you get home. I don't know if there's any fires we'll be putting out tomorrow morning. Go back to sleep. Enjoy your relaxing day. I love you too.